Hello, radio friends. We come again today in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, bringing you the message of God. We are so certain that these messages will impact upon your life if you give attention to them. Today, we will be speaking on the topic, You Can Make a Difference. You can make a difference. We'll be reading from two passages in the scriptures. The first one is in 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 1 to 5. 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 1 to verse 5. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord, as his father David had done. For he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and made molded images for the Baals. He burned incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and burned his children in the fire, according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places, on the hills, and under every green tree. Verse 5. Therefore the Lord his God delivered him into the hand of the king of Syria. They defeated him and carried away a great multitude of them as captives and brought them to Damascus. Then he was also delivered into the hand of the king of Israel, who defeated him with a great slaughter. The second passage we'll be reading from 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 1 to 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 1 to verse 9. Hezekiah became king when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father David had done. In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. Then he brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them in the east square and said to them, Hear me, Levites, now sanctify yourselves, sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry out the rubbish from the holy place. For our fathers have trespassed and done evil in the eyes of the Lord our God. They have forsaken him, have turned their faces away from the dwelling place of the Lord, and turned their backs to him. They have also shut up the doors of the vestibule, put out the lamps, and have not burned incense or offered burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Therefore the wrath of the Lord fell upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he has given them up to trouble, to desolation, and to jeer, as you see with your eyes. For indeed, because of this, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons, and our daughters, and our wives are in captivity. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray today that you use this word to impress upon someone to begin to decide to make a difference in his lifetime. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. I said our topic is you can make a difference. You can make a difference if you decide to do so. Our passage mentions two people, Ahaz and Hezekiah. Both of them kings at various times. Ahaz is the father of Hezekiah. Ahaz turned out to be a bad man. He promoted idolatry, locked the temple, never allowed people to worship there, promoted human sacrifice, including offering his own children. He discouraged the priests and Levites from performing their duties, their God-given duties. For 16 years of his reign, darkness covered the land, and the Lord delivered the land to the country of Syria. People lost their lives. 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 6. The Bible says, For Pekah, the son of Ramallah, killed 120,000 in Judah in one day, all valiant men, because they have forsaken the Lord God of their fathers. That was the reign of this man. Verse 22, now in the time of his distress, King Ahaz became increasingly unfaithful to God. This is that King Ahaz, for he sacrificed to the gods of Damascus, which he defeated, saying, because the gods of the kings of Syria helped me, I will sacrifice to them, that they may help me. But they were the ruin of him and of all Israel. He became increasingly unfaithful to the Lord. When he died, they refused to bury him where the kings of Israel are normally buried. And let me show you that in our passage too. Verse 27. So Ahaz rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city in Jerusalem, but they did not bring him into the tombs of the kings of Israel. Then Hezekiah, his son, reigned in his place. In a twist of event, Ahaz was succeeded by his son called Hezekiah. Normally, the expectation was that Hezekiah will go the way of his father Ahaz. But the good news is that Hezekiah decided to make a difference. Unlike his father, who did evil in the sight of the Lord, Hezekiah did what was right in the sight of the Lord. We notice that Hezekiah started early. In chapter 29, the Bible says he started early in life to do the correct things. And he said in the first year he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired it. That was the beginning of his reign. In the first year, 2 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 3, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired it. In verse 4 to verse 11, we've read it before. Then he brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them to the east square and said to them, hear me, Levites, now sanctify yourselves. Sanctify the house of the Lord God, your fathers, and carry out the rubbish from the holy place. For our fathers have trespassed and done evil in the eyes of the Lord our God. They have forsaken him. They have turned their faces away from the dwelling place of the Lord and turned their backs to him. Verse 7. They have also shut up the doors of the festival, put out the lamps, have not burned incense unto him, and neither have they given burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. And that was responsible for their suffering. Hezekiah encouraged sanctification and consecration. Hezekiah addressed the Levites to sanctify themselves, consecrate themselves. Hezekiah brought revival, and the land was peaceful. God fought their battles. During his reign, Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, attacked them, and they came with many soldiers. But here, the address of Hezekiah to his people in chapter 32, 2 Chronicles 32, verse 7 and verse 8. See how he addressed his people. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid nor dismayed before the king of Assyria, nor before all the multitudes that are with him. For there are more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people were strengthened by the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. The army of Sennacherib was completely destroyed by the Lord without Hezekiah shooting an arrow or bow. You find that in verse 20 and verse 21. Verse 20 and verse 21, we read in the scriptures how he defeated the army of Sennacherib. What are the lessons we can learn from this? First lesson is that your future is not tied to your background or biodata or ancestry. Hezekiah had a bad father, but he decided to make a difference. Must you follow the examples of your ancestors? Must you behave like them? You can as well decide to make a difference, to live right with God and have a change. Number two lesson we can learn is that you can make a positive difference irrespective of your background. When God created you, He created you uniquely. The Bible says, I know the plans I have for you, plans of good, not of evil, to give you an expected end. So you can make a positive difference irrespective of your background. Number three lesson, you will be held accountable for your decisions and actions and activities by both men and God. You will be accountable for your decisions, for your actions, for your activities by both men and God. When Ahaz died, we see this example. When Ahaz died, they refused to accord him the honor of a king. No, because he was being held responsible. He has to account. When he died, they refused to accord him the honor of a king. But when Hezekiah died, they buried him in the upper tombs of the sons of David and Judah. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem honored him at his death. That's the difference. Number four lesson. The secret of Hezekiah's life was that he aligned with God. He decided to follow God. He decided to obey God. Obedience is the secret of following God. You cannot say you are following God and you are living in disobedience. You are not obeying God. They do not go together. God expects all that we follow Him to live in obedience. Recall that the first king of Israel, Saul, lost his throne because of disobedience. Hello, radio friends. Do you know you can make positive difference in the family, in the church, or in the community, even in our country, Nigeria? The world will destroy you, but God will pull out the best in you if you align with Him. So I call on you today to rise up and say to yourself, I will make a difference. I will align myself with God because I am created for excellence. I am not tied to my ancestry. I will overcome my limitations. If this is your decision, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you at this moment in time. You can make a difference. Heavenly Father, as many as have taken positive decisions to align themselves to you as to make a difference in their lifetime, I am asking, mighty Father, as your servant, that you, O God, will allow your spirit to come into their lives and perform the necessary change that will bring them into alignment with you and cause them to live for you and prepare to make a difference in the world during their lifetime. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. I remain your servant, Pastor Amara Uwezioze.